चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृता सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्मितास्य कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते च तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति हरिराधे मे माम् from Delhi and Calcutta and Mathura, from all over these places, so many devotees are hankering that you are today far away from us. They are weeping. I told that I am also with you there. Don't weep. I heartily blessing for you. Here also new good devotees like Gandharva. Gandharva, you know?
Singers
and very beautiful ladies of goddesses. They are coming from heaven. All other places here, all the good devotees like goddesses, demigods, they are coming here, joining our classes, and they are so inspired that it may be that in next they can, in future, they will go to Vrindavan and know the Dham. And then you can see how good people are here. I'm not thinking that I'm in so far away from India. Always think that I'm in Vrindavan with you all. So, today is auspicious, not today only. All the days are auspicious when we chant, remember and meditate Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Krishna or Srimati Radhika or Vrindavan or Navadvipa. I am remembering a day with my Gurudev when he was preaching to and we very four or five were with him. Pujyapadam Maharaj, my elder fourth brother, and some myself and two other more. The disciples were with him. We were touring in South Bengal on foot, walking more than 10 miles here and there, collecting some rice for Navadvip Dham Parikrama. I think that more than 15,000 pilgrims used to come in our Navadvip Dham Parikrama at the time of Gaur Purnima. Now it is coming, I will, from direct, from my tour, I will go to Navadvip Dham. So we were collecting some donation of rice, and person we used to get so much happy. When we were going, then the Minister of Bengal with 100 persons, officers and all other, was also touring in that place. He met at once in way, and he called, he told our Guruji that why you are coming here? He told that we are coming to preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, you are not seeing that this area is badly flooded, full of flood, water, everything they have lost, their houses and their rices, everything, their rice field has been ruined by flood. Why you are not helping them? And you are coming to preach Hare Krishna and to collect some rice from here. You should collect rice from all other parts and help them. At once Gurudev told him that where is flood? Where is flood? You are not seeing? No, I am not seeing here flood. All has been drowned in flood. He told that, I am seeing that cigarettes of your mouth, all taking cigarettes. It has not been
extinguished.
Huh? And where is flood? If the water of the flood has not touched the cigarettes fire, and cigarettes fire is not
extinguished.
Then where is flood? I am not seeing. But I see there is a very flood. Well, there is no truth. You cannot help these men by rice. They want love, affection, and they need Krishna consciousness. You cannot make them. Again flood will come, but it will not touch your body and cigarettes fire. So give up all these things and then come to help them. We are helping them. You cannot help like us. I realized the mercy of Gurudev. And he preached over a month or two there, everywhere. And all were inspired. None was going to see Prime Minister, that minister, Indian minister. But all gathering about 10,000, 20,000 in a place to hear our Gurudev. So I saw there. And they collected so many rice, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, you know, very little. But it became more than 100 months hectare or what?
40 quintals.
More than that. In a village, poor village it becomes. And they told that, no Swamiji, we will not hear this minister. Because we will go there and we will take Mahaprasadam from this rice. We are not giving to you or anyone, we are giving to Krishna and to help us. Gurudev told that those who are giving one
grain
of rice for this purpose, you will never stop.
Lakshmi, May. She can go to road and beg, beg here and there, but you will never. So I saw that how great and how strong was our Gurudev. So I know that all the devotees, all the Shishya,
Disciples,
Srila Prabhupada, Jagadguru, Nitya Lila, Pravishnam, Vishnu, Parshisham, Bhakti, Siddham, Saraswati, Goswami Thakur, were so learning, a scholar, so bold, so strong, that one of them can immerse whole world in their Krishna. Jane jane shakti dhare brahmanda tarite. He is one of the Shishya. He was not so well known in India. Never anyone knew him, Swamiji. Anyone, he has no good gatherings in India. Only one, two persons. But when he came here, he was exalted. And he drowned the whole world. In a few years, just like there's so much mercy here and there. He made hippies happy. He made those who were in jungles and forests. He also made Shishya from South Africa, black persons, so many things. Like they were wildlife here. And all they became so high class of devotees. So all these disciples of Srila Prabhupada were so wonderful. Once I know a sannyasi of Shishya, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. His name was Aranya Maharaj, first Aranya Maharaj. I have seen him. He was quite illiterate, like Gautama Dasa Baji Maharaj, knowing nothing to write A, B, C, D or Ka, Kha, Ga, Gha, anything. But he remembered all these slokas which Prabhupada used to use. And very, very high class of a standard of Bengali. Advaya Gyan Partatva, you know, like this he used to. And thousands of persons used to come to hear him. Once he became, he went in East Bengal, where there were so many learned persons, so scholars in Ved, Upanishad, Smriti, you know, Manusmriti and all other things, so learned. And they used to speak in Sanskrit language, having so big, big turbans like this. Big, big turbans. They are called Pancharatna, Nyayaratna, Bhattacharya, Kavyatirtha, so many upadhi, you know?
Designation.
They have read to Benaras University, some of Mithila, some of Kanjivaram in Deccan. So all were there. He was preaching that anyone who is chanting Harinam and he is initiated by any authentic, qualified guru. But qualified, no chance of falling down in any birth. Qualified in all scriptures, have some realization of Krishna. And he had detached with worldly affairs. No lust, no anger, nothing. He had no sufferings and sorrow. Suffering and sorrow cannot touch them because they don't require any worldly thing. So he was preaching that if anyone takes initiation, whether he is Muslim, low caste, out of Indian caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even he may be Bauddha, he may be of European countries, even Eastern countries, even they are taking, were taking flesh, eggs and cow bits, and if they are taking harinam, taking initiation from bona fide guru is more than Brahmin. He is qualified in lust, but he has done all these things, Brahmins he was before. He has done all kinds of austerities. Yes, all kinds of qualities of Brahmins and all people. So now he has some respect, taste in Harina. So they are more than Brahmins. They can be given sacred threads, no harm. They can now do anything. They can worship Radha Krishna, Shalak Gram, Giriraj Govardhan. They are authorized. They are opposing all. They are opposed. It cannot be. By birth, anyone is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Muslim. Those who have taken one time any flesh or all these things, eggs, meat, and those who are not hereditary Brahmin, we don't recognize them as Brahmin. Shudra will be Shudra and all of them, in which they have taken birth. They began to oppose Maharaj. Then he told that I am challenging you all to come next day, same place. And if I have not agreed, then it may be that after 2 or 3 days, after give a date and ready to discuss all these things. They are also challenged. And the date was fixed after 2 days. So many learned persons from Benares in your city and all other famous in his city, big pandit, came towards him to discuss all these things. He was alone, only 5 or 6 brahmacharis. He never called Srila Prabhupada or anyone who was so bold and strong. He told any brahmachari, I know that brahmachari now, he was, after that he became sannyasi, and after that he has left his body. He told to that brahmachari, oh, Brichandra brahmachari, come on, bring some bricks, new bricks. What will you do? He threatened, don't ask question, obey me. He bring about 20 to 25 or 50 bricks. Bring new papers. And roll. Rapidly. And write on the cover Rigvaveda, Yajurveda, Atharvaveda, Samveda, Taittiriya, Chandogya Upanishad, Shvetashtra Upanishad, Manusmriti, Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, he made so. 50 bricks were ready for all these things. Right? Keep it in a very big card, bullock card. And they were given in the bullock card. And he took so big pagri, like this. Huh? Very big pagri. And he told that, follow me. Bullocks were given in there, and the bullock cart was tracked to follow to that sabhagriha,
assembly
house where all the shamans, big one, about 20,000 persons were gathered there to see what is becoming, and go very big discussion in this. He told that in my sight there should be arranged all the books. All were reading. He don't know to read. What is Rig Ved, what is anything, actually. Oh, let's see. All books were, not books, but bricks were arranged like Vedas. He challenged him, he became stood up and told, I'm challenging you. If you dare to come and discuss with me, but you will have to tell, you are seeing here is Rig Ved, Sam Ved, Yajur Ved, Athar Ved, and all the epics, Manusmriti, Mahabhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, all are here. You will have to give reference and you will have to show me. Otherwise I will show. I will give the reference, you can see here. This. Very great learned person. And he challenges, and he has collected all the books here. We have not seen Sam Ved, but we have heard that there is a Sam Ved, Rig Ved, Athar Ved, Yajur Ved. We have never seen. But he has collected all the books here. So become careful, and they, one by one, flying. All Pandits and learned persons. And he again discussed all these things. He told, the slokas of Bhagavat, Manusmriti, Vedanu Upanishad, that those who are chanting Krishna name, they are more learned than any person who knows Samveda. Because if you make Samveda or Yajur Veda, tell you that a son of doctor will not, may not be doctor. A doctor's son, if he is reading engineering, he cannot tell that I am a doctor. So Srimad Bhagavati is telling that just lakhanam punso varnabhi vyanjakam yadanyapi drishyate tatte naiva vinirdishe. Chatur varnam maya srishtam guna karma yubhavasya. He began to chant all the, he began to recite all the slokas as a praman. Praman means as
proof.
None was to
argue.
And he, on that thing, on the council, ex-party, and all were clapping, and all were so much. In Bengal and India, it was very hard to preach at first. Brahman and Pujari of Vrindavan, Pujaris of Navadvip, they are not allowed. The associates and disciples of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to enter any temple. Because he was the follower of that principle, that anyone, in any world, anywhere, any person, so degraded. But if he takes initiation from bona fide guru, he becomes more than Brahmin. And he can do all the things which a Brahmin can. those who are not knowing Brahmin, Brahma Tattva, what is Brahma Tattva? Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Prema Bhakti Tattva, all the avatars, what is soul, what is illusory maya, why we are coming in illusory maya, we are not this body, those who know all this, actually he is dead. But even knowing all these things, all ethics and all other things, if anyone not chanting Hari name, he has no devotional services. Even he may be son of a very learned Brahmin, he is not Brahmin. He is not qualified. He will have to go to hell. But those who are in lower level, caste. Those who are out of caste and creed and anyone but chanting in memory. Krishna takes everything from their hands, otherwise not he. He cannot take anything from Brahmins who are not have any devotional service, nor chanting, no belief in Krishna. In God. You know Raman, Kumbhakarna, they were sons of Brahmins, learned persons. They were rejected. Kansa also a Kshatriya, but he is called Daemon. Ramchandra went to South India and very low caste lady, old Shabari named. He gave his own remnant to Ram and Ram took it. You know Krishna? Wherever he went, if anyone chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, no cost and greed. He used to become in Achyut Gotra. You know Achyut Gotra? The Gotra of Krishna. The caste of Krishna. The creed of Krishna. That is why, wherever we go, if there are disciples, devotees, having faith in Krishna and chanting and remembering Krishna, we take their cookings. We can offer to deities. But even today, Indian learned persons of Vedas Upanishad, if they are initiating to any person, but if he is not Brahmin, they will not take a water also in heaven. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he sent so many disciples. Western countries also. So many persons came, but Param Pujyapad, Bhaktivedanta Swami Narayan, taking sannyas from our Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Parsisham Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Narayan, he came to Western countries. And as a magic, he preached all Bhagavad. Now we are seeing that those who are here, also they anyhow they were connected with Swamiji. They are inspired by reading his books, by his devotees. He preached our whole world very soon with Nagar Sankirtan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Namhat Sankirtan, and thus in whole world devotion. So if you want to do Guru Seva, this is essential to obey him and to help others, that they should be changed by the heart, not only changing food and all other things. they should be changed in all ways. Their hearts should be changed from material rasa to
transcendental
bhakti rasa, prema rasa. This is most high class of guru service. Guru wants this. He doesn't want that, oh, my disciples should come and message me and cook for me. Only do for me, don't go to any Vaishnava. I will tell that you can serve any good Vaishnava. You can, yes, you see, if you are not associating with any qualified Vaishnava, more revealed than you, you cannot progress. And that is why I see that where Swamiji went, his disciple went, they inspired and so many disciples came. But after that, they left all and they were tried. So I want that you should always be in good association. Create good associations yourself. For this you will have to give up your mean-minded. Be broad-minded. You should then always, those who are chanting, remembering, all are in our Gaur Parivar, Krishna Parivar. Krishna family, Gaur family. Try to honor all who are even not taken initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, we should honor. Don't think that, oh, he is in that group, Sridhar Maharaj group, oh, he is in ISKCON group, he is in Maharaj group. Don't be sectarian. Try to chant yourself also, remember and serve Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, and try to help them also to become bona fide Vaishnava. This is our duty. I want to give suggestion to my God brothers. I think they are my God brothers, the disciples of Swamiji, that they can glorify Guru Tattva. Prabhu, what name? Rukam Prabhu may stand and glory. Also, I think that who is senior? No her. After he Gopabinda Prabhu Bal. Tell any remembrance of his Gurudev and how he preached so quickly and how we should serve Gurudev and the glories of Gurudev from ethics or anywhere. If you want, you can come here. I will not speak now. I will speak after 25 hours.
Too many things.
It's a bad. If there is Guru Bhakti, Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda will take seat and offer this to the Lord's feet of Krishna. So all the Gurus bona fide, I am not telling so-called Gurus, one day they are thinking that we are bona fide Guru and next day they are fallen. I think they are very fallen and even they are fallen.
So Guru Bhakti, to the service of Guru, there is backbone of bhakti. Without this, we cannot enter in bhakti realm. So he told about this. Very good. Now I am requesting a devotee of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, very senior and sincere devotee. His name is
Gopavindapa.
From so long
distance,
I think from 72, he was serving his Gurudev. In so many ways, is also like a scholar and very qualified Vaishnava. So I am requesting him to qualify Gurudev. And if any remembrance of his Gurudev, he may quote.
No.
That Guru Pram was considered senior and went first. Gave me some food for thought. Fill the vacancies. Although I won't speak as articulately, I can bring up some memories and impressions that I have. Also, Maharaj, you alluded earlier to the idea of the family, the Krishna family of Gaur. And contrary to some opinions, that was also the direction that Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj spoke and gave. Many times you hear different opinions about what he intended. But I can bring up a couple of instances which are very enlightening and which many times you don't hear. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had a very interesting letter exchange that I recall, in which he was asked by Godbrothers in India for cooperation, and his response that he would be the first to cooperate. Those of you who know the letter exchange, then he said, but maybe we have some difference of opinion about Guru. And then almost in the same breath, same letter, same sentence, he caught himself, said, but I don't wish to discuss these things while we have a chance for cooperation. So he was willing to put the differences of opinion behind, in order to...
But I want to discuss it. Wrote a letter to our Gurudev and myself. Guru, they are also responded very soon, and he gave a sponsorship letter or birth letter, I know. That is one of the devotees of Gauriya Vaishnava Samiti, and he has come from our society, and I helped so much. He wanted to that all should cooperate. It may be that all were not cooperating, but I think that all were ready. That he is preaching everywhere. Some maybe like third class bogus person where not at night, but all the sincere people must have so much favor for that he is preaching here and here, the good and the good, but he is very good.
that, with a careful study, that comes to be the prominent feature of Prabhupada's teaching. Sometimes he qualified here and there, but with careful studying, he was always pushing for cooperation between all branches of the family. Even so much, another letter exchange, some of you may know, when he first came to America, he wrote to God Brothers, and one thing he said was, if you can help me make a temple here in New York, this is before anything, then this will be your temple, as if like you will be the temple president, and he said, and I'll be your temple commander. So his willingness to cooperate and to involve everybody in the Chaitanya family was in fact the prominent part of his teaching. And some details elsewhere sometimes have disturbed us, but the fact is the prominent thing is that. And also, Guru means the essence of his teaching. There may be so many relative things according to time and place, but what is the essence, the absolute part of his teaching? And in this case, with Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, his essence is shared by so many others. I know myself, for so many years, trying to struggle and to maintain some devotional clarity, and always keeping some kind of standard, always sort of remaining in the ballpark, but at the same time losing the intense inspiration and taste for the instructions of Gurudev. So he told me, he told everybody, you chant the 16 rounds of Maha Mantra, and you always have Krishna Kirtan, always have Krishna Katha, always try to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, always associate Sadhu Sangha, always offer everything to Krishna, the basic things, which are the principles, the pillars of Gaudiya Vaishnavism forever. So he pushed these and pushed them toward us. And sometimes when my personal enthusiasm was waning, I thought, if somehow or other I can follow these things more intensely, if I can become a little more sincere to follow these things, it would be so pleasing to my Guru Maharaj. Then some other Vaishnava comes, and his pravachan or his encouragement helps me to do all those very things. More chanting of Harinam, more Krishna Katha, more Sadhu Sangha, more prachar, more everything that Prabhupada told me to do. Some other Vaishnava comes and helps me do all those things, and I reject some other Vaishnava that does. Doesn't make sense, because the encouragement is toward the same thing that my Diksha Guru gave me. So those Vaishnavas who helped me toward all the things that my Guru Maharaj wanted from me, they are my Siksha teacher. So I know Prabhupada would be happy that we're glorifying Srila Narayana Maharaj here tonight, because he is helping us to go in the direction that we all know Prabhupada wanted of us anyway. So that's all I have to say, except to thank Prabhupada deeply. And he knows he's helped me and my family, especially my wife. And I pray that the preaching will go on and that I can help in some small way.
And we should all serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came to Western countries having no farthing, no Indian paisa, one paisa. Nothing. Only worn and torn, only Gita book. His three four volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. And other books I sent from India. I sent him so many kartals, so many ditties, peda and all other things, tulsi mala, everything I sent. Also ditties. And he wrote me more than 200 letters time to time. I gave it to Sasarup Maharaj to publish. Some of them, the essence of them, has been given. He used to so much do mercy upon me. He wanted to engage me always in Krishna service, in Guru service. So I know him very personally. He gave me such good services. He was loving me from heart.